This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR Live.
Hello, I'm Vicky Stone and you're listening to the Friday Night Show on FUBAR Radio. And this is Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. This is the Friday Night Show. I am Vicky Stone, and I am here with co-host Laura Corcoran.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. You might know Laura better as Frisky Laura. She is Laura off of Frisky and Manish.
That's right.
Yes. How are you, Laura?
I'm good. How are you, Vicky?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining
Excellent.
Me in the studio for my show.
This is so exciting. I'm loving it.
Good. I mean, you don't sound like it in the tone of your voice, but...
hey, listen, you can feel it. It's palpable, if not audible.
Yes. So how has your week been, Laura? Have you had a good week?
I've had an all right week. It's been quite nice. My fella... He's been one of them. A lot of our contemporaries at the moment are off in Australia doing all of those festivals and all that malarkey.
Perth, Melbourne, is it all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. So he was out there with an act and he came back and he was quite heavily jet lagged. And not too bad, but the worst thing was is he was being extremely bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at like 7 in the morning.
Oh God.
And that's just upsetting.
I mean, a lot of people would be like that normally in real life. I mean, I think that is the time of day where normal people get out of bed, but for comedians that's the middle of the fucking night.
Really is. those hours do not exist to me. I don't understand. That's just been quite upsetting, really. And it makes me feel judged, because I'm very aware that normal people get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and earlier, you know, people with jobs and children and that. But, you know, I'm quite comfortable with the fact that my day starts with this morning, you know?
Do you know what? If I get up in time and there's still some of this morning on, I treat myself and I watch some of it.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing about being self-employed. I think the way that you can really tell that you're freelance is whether or not you have a choice of dressing gown. And then when you get to the point that you have more dressing gowns than friends, it's time to get out of the house.
Yeah, it really is.
My week's been all right. I did a gig in my hometown for the first time.
Exciting. That's always interesting.
Rugby in Warwickshire.
Love it.
It's not one of those places where much goes on. And it was one of those gigs where there was just so much like local press and people like articles and people getting really excited about it.
Yeah, because it's homecoming time. It's like, it's our girl.
But it wasn't even me doing like a full show. It was me just doing like a normal gig, these gigs that I do like all the time. It was just me doing 20 minutes at the end of a normal comedy night. And I mean, just so many people, like my old neighbour. But I got a text this morning from my mum, and it was like, you know, sort of mum texting time when they text at like, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning thinking that you've got up.
Normal people, when will they understand?
And the text said, "Bob Jones, your old dentist, love the show, mum." Now, obviously, there's also no punctuation in that. Classic
block,
you know,
capitals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even though she's got a smartphone, it takes more effort to put it in block capitals. It's still block capitals. But yeah, I mean, I just don't want to think of my old dentist. See, I mean, one of the songs is called the Massive Cock Song.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see, you know, this man that had his fingers in my mouth over a gloved hand.
Oh.
I don't want to. Do you know what I mean? Not nice.
No.
Not nice. Have you ever had anyone in the audience that you didn't want?
Well, again, it's the hometown gigs. That's where they all, you know, everyone's excited and it's lovely and it's great to have that support. But I did have the entire contents of the Loretto Grammar School staff room. All my old English teachers and music teachers and things.
Loretto, that sounds quite posh. Is that posh?
Well, it's very Irish Catholic. The Sisters of Loretto. It's the Institute of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, my God.
And they feel very strongly that women should be in the community working.
I mean, you are in the community in many ways.
Well, I work for the community in abstract fashions. Luckily, none of the actual nuns made it, but there is a strong Catholic leaning. I mean, it was the cool teachers, the ones that you kind of got to go to the pub with after, you know, you finished your A-levels or whatever. But they were, it was still, it's just, you know, that moment where you're on there and you are, I mean, it's the fanny jokes.
Yeah.
You know, fanny jokes in front of old teachers.
I mean, you can sort of see, when you can see faces of people that you know, like, I sort of don't mind parents, because my mum's been in and she knows what it is now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, know, and they can choose to come. But it's when it's like, you know, dentists and old neighbours and they've seen you in the paper. I mean, the worst thing I did, this is going to sound like I'm bragging a bit now, but my old school, gave me an award.
Obvs.
So they gave me this proper posh thing. It was a fellowship award.
Oh.
This was a music school. It's kind of one of those like sort of specialist schools. And I went to this music school in Wells in Somerset where they filmed Hot Fuzz. Would you believe? They gave me this award, and they've given one to like Michael Eavis, and they've given one to like sort of celebrated international cellists and all this kind of thing. And they gave me one. And I don't think they know what I do. I don't think they know, you know. And they sort of gave me this award, and then they asked me if I would sing a song, and I was like, are you serious? And I'd had a few wines at this point, and then again did a song about Brian Cox, which includes the lyrics that such as smash your atoms into my dark matter, give my wormhole a right good batter, to a group of assembled old teachers. Yeah. So that's marvellous.
You are a poet.
I am a poet, yes. And I do know it. So last week, you weren't here, Laura, but last week we were talking about butt plugs. Now, I have to put that into context. If you didn't listen last week, is that I got one as a gift, right? Yeah. I got one as a gift. I didn't ask for it. It's not as if it was on my Amazon wish list. I got this butt plug. I didn't want it. And so it's led us to this week's question. What have you tried that is now off the menu? So what things have you had a good go at and then gone, no, that's not for me.
Not my... I mean, what I don't want to go into is the inference that you did give it a good go before rejecting it.
No. I haven't.
Hey, listen.
The butt plug is still in its box, and I can prove that.
Well,
I can pose with a picture with the butt plug.
Oh, we don't need that, Vicky.
And a copy of today's paper, just to prove that the butt plug is unused
listen,
so far.
It's cool. You want to use a butt plug, you go for it. Apparently, they're marvellous. I don't know, but apparently so.
I don't know. It looks really invasive.
I saw one in the shape of a Christmas tree with a star on the top.
Are you sure that was a butt plug?
Maybe it was just a decoration, but maybe I misused that. Anyway, my thing is, it's a bit more innocent, but a bit more random.
Yeah.
I had a period of time where I had nothing going on and a little bit of sort of spare cash money all. And I decided that a really efficient use of this money was to do a aerial circus skills course.
Ideal.
So flying trapeze is naturally what I'm built for. Now, dear listener, you know, just give me a Google. You can see my general build. I wouldn't say I was built for circus specifically, but I had a lot of friends at the time who were circus performers, hula hoopers, aerialists, this kind of thing. And you know, I was like, these guys are cool. They're normal. It's fine. They just did it. You know, they just learned how to do it, and that's why they do these things. There's no difference. You know, we're all born the same. Blah blah blah. No, there is a difference. We're born different. Some people feel pain. Some people clearly do not have any concept of pain. I mean, let's just say I don't have anywhere near the base level of fitness required for swinging by my arms from a trapeze. It was like being dipped in hell from the waist upwards. It was pure, and it ripped all the skin in my hands as well. So I was like, I tried it for 3 weeks.
Wow, that's 3 weeks of trapeze, and then that's it.
That's it.
It's off the menu.
It was quite a financial investment as well.
How much was it?
It was like 180 quid or something.
Okay,
for the course.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be worse, but that is
it could be
three
worse.
Figures.
That's quite a lot. 180 quid worth.
I'm not getting that back.
Wasted trapeze money. So what we're asking you then is, what have you tried that is now off the menu? So tweet at Foobar Radio or at Vicky Stone or at Frisky Laura, or email Vicky@foobarradio.com. Next, we've got Ooh La La Gold Frap. Laura.
Smooth.
Did you like that?
Smooth.
Welcome back to the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone and I'm here with Laura Corcoran.
Hello.
Off of Frisky and Manish.
Yep.
Very excited to have you with me for the whole show. Mm-hmm. That was my own, sing my own jingle. What do you think?
Yeah, that was, I loved it, but...
Did you like the ending?
A bit jealous. I don't have a little beautifully sung. I mean, I feel like you should maybe...
Do you want one?
I would like to. I mean, I feel like, could you maybe sing me a beautiful, or maybe
okay,
you could harmonise.
What we could do, right, is that I can play that jingle again, and then you can add your own name at the end.
Okay.
So let's go again. You ready? It's only a few seconds, so here it is.
It's the 50 Stone
Show. right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I sort of. Yeah. It was good. I mean, I'm going to applaud that.
I didn't want to oversell it, but you know.
Yeah. It was good though. Yeah. I like the riffing at the end.
Thanks. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't get enough riffing.